Hello and welcome to my Real Estate Technology Podcast. I'm Mike Andrew and I thank you for listening. This week I've spent a lot of time talking to and presenting seminars to real estate agents in North Queensland, and following the presentations and feedback, which were all about the power of blogs and social media, I thought I would include a podcast on the potential uses of these tools in your office. Social networking has changed the way people connect with and communicate with other internet users. I remember on my recent holiday to the US watching a CEO of a large US company being interviewed on TV, and she was telling us how she now uses Facebook to invite and notify her friends of social events and dinner parties. She no longer gets on the phone and calls them, just uses Facebook. So let's see how you can use these tools in your marketing and strategy for your office and what impact they have. And in fact, here are some of the impacts of using social media in your marketing strategy. Internet exposure. By using social networks and tools, you increase your presence on the net. Facebook allows you also to invite groups into your office, and blogs are your personal communication to consumers, as are podcasts. By using these tools, you open doors to other networks and users. Building rapport with your clients. Use the social aspect of these platforms to find out what interests and hobbies your clients share. And more importantly, you can share yours with your clients, as well as your experience. It might just generate a lead or repeat business. Keep your clients and prospects informed. You can communicate with users on market updates, provide them useful tools and information, and you can do this instantly via RSS feeds and, of course, the wall in Facebook. You can also set up discussion groups and provide your input and knowledge, which can improve your value as a market expert. Word of mouth brand building. Using social network platforms and blogs to help build your brand or business, or even profile, helps you take advantage of the impact the web is having on brand and consumer awareness. You can see my post on this earlier this month on my blog, mikeandrewrealestate.wordpress.com, and the post was called "The Impact of Social Media on Word of Mouth Brand Building." Targeted prospecting. By using these tools to search the profiles of other members of social networks, you can improve the effectiveness of your prospecting. Using Facebook as an example allows you to search for engaged, newly married, or divorced consumers, and you can then tailor your message to have the right impact. You can also search for employer groups or people who are interested in real estate. You can also create groups and share information within those groups. Blogs and podcasts. Now, these allow you to constantly update information or communicate with your readers. If you're reading this or listening to this, then you'll know what I mean. Blogs can drastically increase your profile in your market, and the search engines, because they are frequently updated, and the search engines such as Google and Yahoo like good quality, frequently updated information, will help syndicate your blog. Plus, this will help your profile on the search engines. Search Mike Andrew Real Estate on Google, and you'll see what I mean. Your podcast allows you to deliver this message in a downloadable format which consumers can subscribe to. This month, my podcasts have been downloaded over 260 times, so it's great for profile building and using in your listing presentations and as a listing tool. Directing traffic. By using blogs, podcasts, and social networking sites, you start to effectively drive awareness of you, your service, and experience to internet users. This also helps your website traffic. But one word of advice, use these tools and distribution methods, because that's what they are, the same way you would act face-to-face. Be respectful and provide relevant and valuable information that your consumers will appreciate and respect. Use these sites and users with respect. Don't send them unsolicited commercial ads or spam. You'll achieve your goal if you use the sites wisely. The most successful online networking efforts will be the ones that you integrate with using face-to-face techniques. Invite people and clients you know to join the networks you are on, and invite people you meet online to meet with you in person when appropriate. I'll look at bookmarking and the impact it has on your website and blog in the next few posts, because these tools will have impact on generating traffic for your websites. I'm Mike Andrew. Please visit my blog at mikeandrewrealestate.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.